You got the girls' state tournament coming up, coming off, of course, districts. That was, I know you and I talked the other day. That was a tough, tough district, wasn't it?
Just a tough district. When you're competing against Kearney and Grand Island, they bring full teams. North Platte had several girls. A consolidated team named Blue River. So if you're familiar with David City, Shelby Rising City, and Brainerd East Butler, that has just have been a traditional hotbed of wrestling in that area. And they've combined up to make a girls' team, and they had several very good wrestlers. But yes, just overall a very tough tournament in Class A.
Yep, and you knew going in, hey, we got to work it out for us.
We did. The girls knew that we'd have to wrestle very, very well to qualify to get to Omaha. And it turned out to be true that it was just a tough day. And there was an awful lot of very good wrestlers that aren't going to Omaha that are staying home.
Yep, it's a tough one. I know Alexis Steinbeck, congratulations. That young lady did punch her ticket in a very tough weight class.
She wrestled very well that day. And, yes, punched her ticket to Omaha. So we're looking forward to getting her down there and seeing if she can win some matches and hopefully bring back a medal.
Pairings and stuff like that came out. Obviously, from the first match, it's going to be tough, isn't it?
It is. You got to go down there with the mindset just to win that first match and take it one at a time and then just continue on from there. Our goal is to go down there and win that first one and win the second one and try to get to those semis.
Yep. You're going out. We're talking. You're leaving Monday and start competing on Tuesday, right?
Correct. We'll leave Monday morning and we'll stop in Hastings and get a quick workout at the college there and then continue on to Omaha. Weigh-ins will be early afternoon on Tuesday and wrestle from there.
You've got a young lady right next to you that's pretty darn special, has been a key part of this program for a couple of years. Does she have a red shirt year, maybe? Can you come
that
back and do this?
That would be great.
Again?
I need to check into that.
There's got to be, in the world of sports, there's got to be a redshirt year.
And nowadays, yes.
But then again, sure. She might be ready to go on and move on to college life and stuff like that pretty soon.
I think she might be, sure.
I'll let you talk about her.
Yeah, we wanted to highlight one of our outstanding seniors here that finished up her career this week, and she is all over our Bison Girl Wrestling record book. She, as far as season, she holds our records in wins, team points, 2-point near falls, 3-point near falls, 4-point near falls. As far as her career goes, she is our first four-time letter winner. So with Nebraska girls wrestling being sanctioned our fifth year, she's our first four-time that has wrestled all through her high school career. She holds our wins with 122. She holds our career pin record with 93 and our career takedown record with 143. She's been a state qualifier for us last year. She has our record as a freshman with 29 wins and as a junior with 41 wins. So she is all over our record book, and she has set the standards very high for future Bison Girl wrestlers.
And you've seen her, Peyton, of course, from year to year to year, just get better each and every year, huh?
Absolutely. And not only just being a great wrestler each year, she has really developed a leadership skill set that has been unbelievable this year. I've just watched her progress into being one of the just an outstanding leader for high school sports and for McCook Bison Girls Wrestling.
All right, swing that microphone. Hi, Peyton. And she is wrestling. You're in Valentine's Day mode this morning.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Very good. Congrats on a great career. I know, a bummer. You want to get ready for that state meet. Just fell a little bit short, didn't you?
Yeah, just a little short, but I mean, I'm there with Lexis. I get to do it through her.
You bet. Are you still working out in the mats with her?
I'm Alexis's practice partner most of the time, so I'd be keeping her on good workouts and stuff.
You bet. Pushing her and saying, listen here, we're going to get this done
yep,
coming up next
exactly.
week, right? You
yep.
bet. You betcha. Talk about your career. I know Coach Hosek mentioned it's a lot of pretty cool numbers there on the record board.
I think I've held quite a few records since my freshman year, but I mean, it's only every time I look at that record board, it's how many times is my name on that board that I can keep showing these younger girls that I want them to see me as someone they can look up to. And so I've been counting like every year. I think I've been on there 10, 11 times at least, just trying to make sure that my numbers are up there so people look at me and they're like, that's someone I want to be.
Growing up, did you ever expect you were going to be in wrestling? Has that always been a love, or did you just kind of maybe your freshman year kind of like, hey, I'm going to try this?
So I've been begging my mom since my brothers started, and they both started at age 3. Mm-hmm. And so I've been begging. And, well, my mom at one point told me that I could only do wrestling if I shaved my head. And I said, go ahead and do it. And she goes, no, thank you. And so when they finally sanctioned girls high school wrestling my 8th grade year, I went and I wrestled with boys. And so just ever since then, like that year, even though I got my butt kicked, I loved it so much. Mm-hmm. It just was my sport.
Yeah. I mean, early on, it was, I'm sure, a little tough. But as you said, we talked about it, year by year by year, it got easier for you, and you loved it more, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did.
What, is there a certain year that stands out or among the other ones? What, your favorite year? Was your senior year maybe your favorite? Which one was?
I honestly want to say, like, last year was probably my favorite year. Not, like, I made it to state, but I didn't, like, that wasn't the biggest part. It was figuring out all my mental, like, having to deal with my mental anxiety with coming to wrestling and figuring out just how, like, our team was very different from each other last year. And it was very, like, all right, how do we click? And, like, just being that big family. And I think that was, like, my favorite part.
I'm sure you've noticed the last couple of years with the evolution of girls wrestling, really, it's gotten bigger and better every single year. It's gotten tougher. The girls have gotten better every year, haven't they?
Yes. I will say, like, Alexis and I go up to 308 in North Platte almost every Sunday, at least try to. And, like, just seeing, like, the competition that comes out of clubs like that, it's tremendous. It's, the girls are wrestling all year round, and that's what you have to do now. It's like, if you want to succeed in the high school season, you have to wrestle all year round.
So fill me in on 308. Is that something that the club up in North Platte, that that's just like an open gym type of deal or what?
Yeah, they are just a big old wrestling club. They do, like, ages, like, pre-K through, I mean, us high school kids. Mm-hmm. But they take us on big tournaments. They always want us to succeed. But I mean, they've got a handful of coaches up there. I mean, they're the North Platte head coaches, so they get to go and they just coach up on everybody. Like, they just, it's so much help just throughout. Like, I love the high school season and everything like that, but it's so much help outside of high school season, because, like, a lot of coaches, like, not Jose, because he keeps in touch with us over the summer wanting us to do stuff, but a lot of coaches only coach for 3 months, and then they're like, do whatever you want. But with them, they're like, here, let's go do this. Let's go wrestle at this tournament. Let's do another practice. Let's fix this. Like, it's just so much better for that.
Yeah, you got to put the time in, don't you?
Yes.
No question about it. Have you ever thought about college wrestling? Did that ever enter your mind? Tell us about that.
I'm being looked at by a couple colleges, okay. And I go to a college visit in March, and I'm hoping to get a decent scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And if I decide ultimately that that's not what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the military and do National Guard.
All right. So wrestling's not out of the picture just yet?
Nope. It's still in there. It's something I still want in my life. And if I don't go and wrestle in college, I definitely want to come back and coach. Or Jose has brought up being a ref.
Or being an official, too. Yeah. How about that? Well, coach or an official. He's kind of rubbed off on you a little bit, hasn't he? Of course. That's what coaches are all about. You bet. What are you going to study? Do you know what your studies?
I want to go into special education for elementary age.
Okay.
So I just, something that speaks to me so much.
You mentioned siblings that are still in wrestling.
Yep. Right, I've got Cohen Cock. He's a freshman, and he wrestled JV for Umshide this year. And then I've got Ian, who's a fifth grader. And he's wrestling for our club.
It's a wrestling family, right?
Oh, yeah. We're huge, because we had the Felbers before us. Tate and Trevor, they wrestled before us. And it was just, everything was wrestling. There was no basketball ever.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. It's been a great career. Tell me this. Would you like to have one, if you had the chance for one more year of high school, would you take it?
I think I would.
Because some kids are ready to move on. It's like, hey, I had my time. I had fun. I'm ready to move on. But you said maybe I'd take it.
Every season I've had with the high school team has been my favorite season so far. Like, some seasons, I will say, in my high school career with other sports, I've been like, man, can I just be wrestling season yet? Because, like, I don't know. Wrestling just speaks to me so much. Right. And, like, I'm just so happy during that season. It's just something that's so special to me.
So after the state tournaments take place, are you still going to be working out and stuff like that? Or because you can have withdrawals. Like, as you said, the season's over with. You're missing so much. Are you going to still work out and stuff like that?
The goal is to keep going up to 308 and hopefully do some off-season tournaments. And then, but if not, I like to do stuff by myself. Like, I go to the armory workouts. Like, I just like to stay fit, so.
All right. Very good. Sounds like you got a plan. It's working out so far, so good, but your future looks pretty darn bright, doesn't it?
I hope so.
You bet. Had a fun time in high school, made a lot of friends, and I always ask Coach Hosek, first question, like, I think when we start the season, how are the numbers this year? And it seems like girls, Bison girls wrestling numbers keep increasing every year.
Yeah, they do. The only part that probably sucked is when we had injuries, I think, my sophomore year and brought us down to three. And then it seems like we always ended up with three after Christmas. But this year we kept everybody up until the last, like, week. So.
And the future does look bright for these girls that are still in school, right?
Yes, it does. I mean, they have tremendous help, and I think Mr. Elbrick said that he was going to keep helping out with it. And we've got Kaylee and all the other upperclassmen that can do it. So as long as they just keep pushing each other, they got it.
Junior high numbers?
Oh, yeah, and our junior high numbers were huge.
Uh-huh.
When they came into the very first practice, I was not expecting how many girls came into that. It was amazing to see how many girls actually wanted to wrestle.
Well, I think the wrestling program, I think you would agree that both girls and boys, great coaches.
Oh,
great
yes.
supports, and it's a year-long thing. They talk to you about wrestling when the season's not going, but they just support you all the way around, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do. We're just all a big family. I love preaching that. Like, we are truly a huge family of just wrestlers.
You bet. Thank you very much for coming by.
Of course.
You bet. Swinging back over to Coach Hosek. You're going to find that red shirt year, because you would love to have her back around, wouldn't you?
The program is going to miss a Peyton Cock for sure. I mean,
yeah.
Her wrestling abilities and her leadership skills, and just like she said, being a part of the family with us has been tremendous. So got to give a shout-out to her dad also. He stops in once in a while, helps us coach, and he's sat in the chair with us on the mats, and he's always been very supportive, as has her whole family. So, yes. And we need to give a shout-out to the Bison boys today and hope they get a bunch of kids to Omaha next week.
Yep, I know you'll be keeping tabs of that. Even when you're off days, if the boys are doing something and the girls aren't, you're still keeping tabs on those kids, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Every day. Once again, we wish the best of luck to Alexis once again coming up next week. And then Peyton, it's a lot of girls going down to support her, or a few? Or
I don't know how many of the wrestlers. They've been talking about it. We'll see. But we'll take two of them down with us and be practice partners with them as we go and support. So, yeah, it'll be a good trip.
And, of course, with Omaha now, and the girls got their tournament, the boys got there. They're not all at once. That was a pretty good idea, wasn't it?
To get them separate, it was definitely a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's just getting bigger and more numbers all the time.
It is a fast-growing sport for sure.
Thank you very much, sir, for coming
by. Thank you,
Rich. You bet.
Always appreciate it.
And we'll be keeping tabs on you coming up next week, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you, Peyton. Appreciate it.
Thank you.